KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly sunny today, a high of 76. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Deputies of the Mills County Sheriff's Office engaged in the pursuit of a vehicle early Sunday morning following an attempted traffic stop. Authorities said yesterday that the Mills County K-9 unit tried to stop a vehicle near 4th and Washington streets a little after 1 a.m. Sunday, but the vehicle failed to stop and attempted to elude law enforcement for about 35 minutes at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour. During the pursuit, law enforcement was able to successfully deploy multiple sets of stop sticks, causing the vehicle to become disabled. The driver, 29-year-old Christopher McDaniel of Pacific Junction, and his passenger, 27-year-old Shailia Kozad of Council Bluffs, were arrested without further incident on multiple charges. The Mills County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Glenwood Police, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Pottawatomie and Fremont County Sheriff's Departments. And at around 10:25 p.m. Sunday, the Mills County K-9 unit was called to assist with a suspicious vehicle in Pacific Junction. Upon investigation and search of the vehicle, methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia were found. The driver, 55-year-old Eldon German of Pacific Junction, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and OWI first offense. He was transported to the Mills County Jail. Police in Council Bluffs Monday identified the person riding a bicycle who was struck by a vehicle on Old Lincoln Highway near North Line Drive early Saturday morning. 55-year-old William Shepherd of Council Bluffs was the man that they identified. The accident happened sometime around 2:25 a.m. Saturday. Upon arrival at the scene, deputies found Shepherd suffering from serious injuries. The vehicle that had struck him left the area. Shepherd was transported to a local hospital and pronounced deceased. Later in the day Saturday, a subject voluntarily contacted the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and advised that they had information about the bicycle being struck. When the subject was contacted, they admitted to being in the area and hitting something. Their vehicle was seized as evidence and there was damage to the vehicle. The driver's name will not be released unless charges are filed. The case remains under investigation. A collision Monday morning between a pickup truck and an SUV in Union County resulted in suspected serious incapacitating injuries to the SUV driver. The sheriff's office said the accident happened in dense fog at around 6:25 a.m. on Highway 25. Authorities said a 2013 Dodge Journey SUV driven by 25-year-old Caleb Reed of Creston was traveling north on Highway 25 with a flow of traffic which had slowed down due to the foggy conditions. His SUV was struck from behind by a 2013 Ford F-250 pickup driven by 25-year-old Alfredo Vargas Renteria of Denison. Authorities say Renteria, who was traveling too fast for conditions, didn't realize that Reed had slowed down. Reed was hurt but not transported to the hospital, according to the report. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,000, and there were no citations issued. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 27-year-old Matthew Witt of Shenandoah was arrested at around 10:35 a.m. Monday on a Fremont County warrant for violation of probation. Witt was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $10,000 bond while awaiting extradition to Fremont County. At the same time Witt was arrested, 23-year-old Paige Clark of Red Oak was taken into custody for possession of drug equipment. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. Both arrests took place at 310 Park Avenue in Red Oak. In our funeral announcements, Merle Lawyer, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Merle Lawyer will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Janice Dubin, age 66, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Janice Dubin will be this afternoon at 3:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Shirley Boyson, age 91, of Griswold, died Thursday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Shirley Boyson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Avery Ann Jameson, the 7-week-old daughter of Garrett Jameson and Brittany Green of Fontenelle, died Thursday at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Graveside services for Avery Ann Jameson will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Cemetery, with Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Jean Hutchinson, age 71, of Orient, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jean Hutchinson will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Michael Christensen, age 57, of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. Funeral services for Michael Christensen will be held Thursday at 2:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dennis Patrick, age 63, of Carson, died Monday at his home in Carson. A visitation for Dennis Patrick will be held on a Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Lus Hills Funeral Home in Carson. And again, it's Dennis Patrick, passed away May the 11th. Arla Mae Grochen, age 87, of Panora, died May 11th at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Arla Mae Grochen will be held on Friday at 10:30 at St. Thomas Lutheran Church in Panora, Twig Funeral Home of Panora, in charge of arrangements. Levina Schwarty Bloom, age 101, of Dunlap and formerly of Erling, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial for Levina Bloom will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin Roy Jensen, age 82, of Avoca, died February 18th. Graveside services for Merlin Jensen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Janice Namani, age 83, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died November 20th. Graveside memorial services for Janice Namani will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakfield Cemetery east of Brayton. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Tim Parker, age 58, of Atlantic, died Friday. Cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Tim Parker. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.